Hello, I want to welcome you to this class, Women and Leadership in the Early Church. And we have an incredible professor here, Dr. Carolyn Osiek, who has a PhD out of Harvard. So welcome. It is such an honor to be able to have this opportunity to welcome you to the class and hear a little bit from you before we get into it. Okay, well, thank you. And I do want to ask you, so what do you see as the primary goal and what is your passion in teaching this class for the students here at Christian Leaders Institute?
Well, I think the goal is to enable women who feel called to ministry to get some tools to find out what the history was like so that you know on what you build, that you build on a tradition, a good tradition.
Awesome. And what are the top five things you really want students to be able to take out of this class, like the key topics?
Five. I don't know if I can exactly count five. But
go for whatever. Your top topic that you really want.
That, well, as I said, an awareness that there is a strong history here, mm-hmm. That to be aware of some of the characters, the wonderful people, the women who were doing the ministry at the time, mm-hmm. and to know about the difficulties that they faced, because women face difficulties in ministry today. Yeah. So that's three, but that's enough, I think.
Yeah, and that brings me to my next question. What advice would you give to a woman today in this generation that is facing persecution in leadership in ministry currently? Mm.
Yeah, that's a tough one. First of all, to know who you are. Be confident mm-hmm. in who you are and where you stand, and that you are, as I said, part of this tradition. And then I think also to be very sensitive to discernment of prophecy, to listen to the prophetic voices of the Spirit as they come to you from whatever direction. They may come from very surprising directions. So mm-hmm. it's a tough situation to be in. And as I am aware of some of these situations, and I look at you, Abby, and I think, you're the future, you know, you are the future for the church. And if the women cannot do it, then it won't get done. And you're right on. Just
right.
That's
your passion there. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you're right. We mm-hmm. need the next generation women. And I see many of you at Christian Leaders Institute. You're young. You're my age. You're in your 20s, wherever that may be. And you are what Carolyn is saying. You're the future of the church. And we have to keep pushing forward as women in ministry and confidence and learning in our skills. So I like what you said. You really want to mm-hmm. give them the tools as a woman, a woman in ministry, and even men to be aware
Absolutely.
Of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm excited, and you should be excited to take this class now. Thank you so much for introducing
You're welcome.
This, and I'm so excited to see the whole class.
Mm-hmm.